I'm here with Rashid Rana, the artist who has a major show of his work at Corner House for Asia Triennial Manchester. Welcome to Manchester again, Rashid. I just wondered if you could tell us a little bit about how this show is shaped.
The show is, as you know, is curated by Sarah Perks and Alnur Mitta. But they have been in touch with me at all stages of the selection of the work and thematically designing the three section of the exhibition. So with the back and forth of the discussion and the curatorial premise of this exhibition came about, which mostly comprises of my works from 2006 until now, with the exception of one work which comes from early 90s. And it does give you viewers an idea, a good idea of cross-section of my practice. And also has a few most recent works of mine that I produced in the last 1 year.
And the show comprises three different sections. Could you just tell us briefly about those?
Yes, the first section, Gallery 1, which is called Dislocation, after one of the works that is there in the exhibition, in this section, Dislocation, from the Dislocation series. And then there are works like The World Is Not Enough and few photo sculptures. Basically, the theme of this entire section, it revolves around the concept of time and space. Space especially is one of the key interests throughout my career, which has appeared in different ways in all my works. And time it doesn't feature in all my works, but in this work called Dislocation, there is a location that has been photographed for about 24 hours. Every second a photograph was taken and then put together as an image which looks very postcard-like from 1920s. Then there is a second section called Between Flesh and Blood, which brings together many of my works from last 3-4 years, which deal with this common theme that we see in media and life around us, which is basically sex and violence. And over here it's represented through the words flesh and blood, which basically comes from a series of work which is also part of this show called Between Flesh and Blood, What Lies Between Flesh and Blood. And then there is one very recent work, a video piece that I have specifically made for this exhibition called The Instance Anatomy, which deals with similar theme, but at the same time it's also about stillness and movement. Then there is a third last section, which with the exception of one or two works, mostly comprises of my works that I made in the last 1 year. And it also has one very ambitious, in terms of scale, one ambitious work called Desperately Seeking Paradise.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that, just briefly?
It is a work important to me not because of its sheer scale, but simply because many of the concerns in my practice throughout my career, they nicely come together in this one piece, in one work. For example, when you come first see this work, it appears to be very minimalist, geometric, abstract sculpture, and it also resembles the aesthetics of a glittery, sexy, you know, stainless steel contemporary works. But when you move around it, the work reveals itself fully, and a very representational, readable image appears in front of you, which is basically looks like a skyline of a city with tall buildings. And those tall buildings are actually, when you come close, you find out are made of images of houses of Lahore, the city where I live in. So basically this idea of horizontal houses and the vertical expansion come together to only refer to the polarity of the world that we are part of.
Fantastic. It's a beautiful, beautiful looking work. I mean, it's quite incredible and very interesting to see you sort of bringing the 3D into something that's essentially 2D. Thanks, Rashid.
You're welcome.
Short but sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.